This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An American soldier who illegally crossed into North Korea in July arrived back in the United States earlier today, according to a U.S. defense official who said Travis King landed in San Antonio, Texas. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on how King was moved from North Korea.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the U.S. was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the U.S. had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The investigation is continuing on this Thursday into a fire at a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq, where more than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others injured. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has that story.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued 4 arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
It was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Oversight and Accountability Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives is set to hold a hearing today in an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Republicans allege that when Biden was vice president, his son, Hunter Biden, used the family name to advance his business with foreign clients. Republicans also say the president himself profited from his son's business. Biden has denied any wrongdoing. The White House press secretary described the hearing as a political stunt. The staffs of television shows are returning to work as the Writers Guild of America declares its strike over after nearly 5 months on the picket lines. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has that story.
The late-night talk shows will be back on the air by Monday. They were among the first shows affected by the Writers Guild of America strike. Bill Maher says his show Real Time will return on Friday. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver will be on the air Sunday. WGA leaders approved its contract Tuesday and told its members they may return to work. Scripted series might take longer to return since the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA is still on strike in a separate contract dispute with major studios. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And two automakers have announced a major recall, nearly 3.4 million vehicles here in the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The Hyundai and Kia recall covers several car and SUV models from the 2010 through 2019 model years, including Hyundai's Santa Fe SUV and Kia's Sorento SUV. According to documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and cause an electrical short. That can trigger a fire while the vehicles are parked or being driven. The automakers are advising owners to park outdoors and away from structures until repairs are done. Both Hyundai and Kia say they'll send out notification letters to owners in November. I'm Mike Hempen.
7 U.S. Republican presidential candidates sparred sharply at a debate Wednesday night, each trying to break from the pack to become the main challenger to former President Donald Trump, who holds a commanding lead for the party's 2024 presidential nomination, even as he faces 4 criminal indictments. Trump has not appeared in the first 2 Republican debates. The U.S. Senate moving ahead with a bipartisan approach to prevent a government shutdown in just a few days. But on the House of Representatives side, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, is seeking to break a stalemate by asking hard-right Republicans to do what they say they wouldn't do. And that's pass their own temporary measure to keep the government open. A House vote, test vote that is set for Friday, one day before the shutdown deadline. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.